guys. So apologies to you and to Charf for not publishing the episode that we recorded after the game against Pisa. The recording was deleted. I messed up, and yeah. Roma needs to gather 90 million by next June. I would not really react to this news with, I guess, expectations of truth. I feel like we kind of get these news every couple of months, and what I would like to think about it is that we don't really know what happens. I am not sure that we know exactly how the meetings go with UEFA, with their FFP team. I'm not sure that these meetings even happened yet, and journalists don't really have the best grasp of the FFP system. Roma is not a publicly traded company, therefore nobody really knows the finances of the club. You can kind of make a guesstimate, but we don't really even know the salaries on the team, let alone the inner workings and all of the finances of the deals we have. So nobody can really make a calculation of what Roma is going to owe to the FFP and UEFA, or rather for satisfying the debt. Just the way I would see it is simply saying FFP and or their team and Roma sit down at a table and deep dive into finances, and FFP tries to figure out what Roma is doing, and if they're doing anything in bad faith, if they're trying to hide anything, if the debt is getting smaller and smaller, if we're heading towards a sustainable club that is still losing money but going in a positive direction, which we absolutely are, which is evidenced by the fact that the FFP is just kind of looking at our losses and looking at the investments and going, here's a 3 million fine for the Friedkins. We can compete in Europe again and no other punishments, no sanctions, no nothing. So I wouldn't really buy too much into this type of news. I just feel like it's made for clicks and nothing else. I genuinely don't like being manipulated and swindled, and I don't like that Roman news is all fear-based at this point. It's just kind of like, oh, you should be afraid what's going to happen next year. Like, come on. That's, if you think about it, earlier this year, I think February and April and May, we've had news that Roman needs to sell to make like 40 or 50 million just before July. We sold nobody. Like, we even let some players go for free. So, you know, we did not make 40 or 50 million. So, yeah, if you also trust news from earlier this year from the exact same sources, the exact same websites, you will see that Roma is getting out of the FFP agreement in 2026. That by June we won't have any FFP looking over us, which is absolutely untrue. Once again, FFP is always omnipresent, it is always there. It's not something that UEFA goes, you have FFP, and you these teams don't. Like, no, you always have to justify your spendings to everybody, and you always have to do it, sorry, to the FFP, and you kind of always have to just have excuse and show that you're going in a good direction. And if you spent a lot of money, you just go like, yeah, but look at the income we're expecting and anticipating next year. So the sanctions are like kind of deals that last a couple of years where Roma is supposed to show diminishing losses and heading in a good direction, for example. But like, it's an agreement. It's like what's expected and what's not expected. And Roma breaks the expectations every single year because we always, you know, think outside the box but press just against it. So that's what Roma does. Like, we don't stay within the limitations, but we stay as close to the limitations as possible as to say like, well, we tried our best, here is why it failed. But in reality, we didn't really try our best. So that's fine. I genuinely wouldn't buy too much into this. Please stop worrying about this type of news. The other news, Cristante is favored by Gasperini once again. Why did we spend 25 million on Nael El Aynaoui? Gasperini is an old school coach. who will always take the most tenured players. That is something that I'm always going to expect. Before the season started, I said that I'm okay with Cristante starting. It's fine. I started this podcast just to hate on Cristante and José Mourinho, but I don't mind him. He's going to do his job in Gasperini's system, and he's still going to be backpassing, and he's still going to be kind of useless going forward, and he's still not going to be very fast or quick. He's not going to tackle anybody. He's not going to win any aerials. He's just going to be there. He's going to be a warm body with the best statistics somehow. Nobody knows how, because he doesn't do anything risky. He doesn't do anything that could end up being a bad move. He still doesn't know positioning. He still doesn't know how to play defense. He still doesn't know how to go forward. He stays in our half for a midfielder that is ridiculous. So what's the deal with Nael El Aynawi? Simple. He doesn't speak Italian. He's never played in Italy, and he's never played for a team of stature of Roma, and he has never played for a coach like Gasperini. So what do we get with that is when the rotations begin, when we get 2 games a week, it's going to be fine. He's going to be getting chances. Kone is going to need a breather. Cristante is going to need a breather. Pisili is going to get some run-ins. So will Nael El Aynawi. They're both very, very intelligent players with very high motor. They're really, really good. We're panicking for absolutely no reason. Right now, Gasperini, as an old-school coach, is trying to establish a hierarchy. And it always comes simply with the oldest players. So you always give the players with the most stature, with the most tenure, with the longest tenure, whatever, the first chance. And you try to build a system. So you build a system where you plug and play players. So just plug them in, and they're supposed to do the exact same thing as the previous guy who just came off. That is his MO at Atalanta. So maybe Niall doesn't really understand what it means playing back from the central defender line and why he has to do that and how he has to go forward. Maybe he's learning. That's fine. It's called an adaptation period. We also have Dybala coming off the bench. We have Dovbyk starting, who was supposed to be replaced by Jimenez. Again, another completely fabricated thing, because all of the sources came from Gazzetta and Corriere, who are both Milanese teams. They're helping Milan a lot. I think it's actually just Corriere. I don't think Gazzetta was even serious about this. All of these things are just so made up, and it's just so dumb. Did Roma think about swapping Jimenez for Dovbyk? I'm sure Roma entertained those talks, because Dovbyk is not really the most perfect striker that Gasperini has had to work with. I am also sure that Roma said, we are not taking him on a dry loan, when we're also not taking him on an obligation to buy for 45 million. That is ridiculous. That's not happened. Untrue. So, what exactly is Gasperini unhappy with Dovbyk? I don't think so. My read on that is that Roma is going to try to make give Gasperini a perfect team that he's going to absolutely love, that is by his design. Does Dovbyk fit into that? Maybe not. Maybe yes. We're yet to see this season. There is absolutely no way that Gasperini comes August 28th and says, hey, Dovbyk, you're not in my plans anymore. That is not how old school coaches work. That is not something that has happened. That's no coaching will ever work. If he did say that, Friedkin would have fired him on the spot. That is ridiculous. So, let's think with logically, let's think with our heads. There's always a reason why things are happening. When Roma starts having 2 games a week, Cristante is not going to be starting every single game anymore. He's most likely going to get replaced by other better players. It does not matter. We just need to have warm bodies who are going to execute Gasperini's tactics. We have the best coach in Italy right now, so I'm absolutely not worried about anything going on. FFP. We do not know what the finances are. Nobody does. These are all just guesstimates by journalists, by quasi journalists, by quasi experts. Nobody knows. Not until FFP and Roma sit at the table, discuss everything, go through their deals, go through Roma's breaches, go through FFP's expectations, go through the promises made, everything, will we know exactly what is going on. Several times this year, there was reports that Roma needs to gather 40, 50, 60 million. We did not sell Ndicka, we did not sell Svilar, we did not sell Kone, we did not sell Dovbyk, we did not sell Dybala. We didn't sell anybody from the team. In fact, we spent about 100 million on reinforcements. So, absolutely nothing to worry about. Hypothetically speaking, I'm just concluding with this. If we had to sell Kone or Ndicka or Svilar or whatever, I would hate selling Svilar, but Man United may offer 100 million, you don't know. They're replaceable. It's Gasperini system, boys. It's Gasperini system. It's plug and play. That's it. We don't care. Nobody cares. He makes all players look better than they really are, and then we sell them for a lot of money, and then we replace them with better players. That's it. Gasperini knew what the system he was coming into, so I'm not worried about any potential unhappiness and whatever. Let's please think rationally and calmly about this, and just don't buy into bullshit. Thanks, everybody. Once again, sorry, Char, for destroying the episode. Please don't kill me. Bye, guys. Join us next time.